From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good Monday morning.
Yeah, very good morning to you, Mike.
Now, we've got international reads on services and manufacturing, and they seem to be going one way as opposed to New Zealand, which is going the other.
Yeah, a little bit mixed. We're shifting the focus offshore this morning. We've had some pretty poor, shall we use the word poor, data recently. Yeah, a week or so ago, we had our PMI and PSIs, which is our services and manufacturing sector barometers. Yeah, they were awful. Another set of statistics that are sort of reminiscent of the economy post the GFC. That's the sort of space we're in. So the PMI was 43, the PMI was 47.2, so both very weak. And within them, the forward-looking indicators like new orders, et cetera, were especially concerning. So late last week, we got an update on these indicators from around the world. And the issue here, Mike, is that we looked at that stage very out of sync. So we've got an update on this relative performance. So the US, S&P Global PMI, 51.7. It's expanding. It actually improved from 51.3. The services PMI, 55.1. Our one was, what were we, 43. Mm-hmm. That was up from 54.8. So the US services sector print was the fastest pace of US activity for the service sector in more than 2 years. They do this composite index, roll the two of them together. That ticked up to a 26-month high. Now, while this is potentially not what the Fed wants to see, you know, that sort of economic strength, embedded in the report was evidence of price pressures easing and cooling. So composite measure of prices eased to the second lowest level since 2020, and growth in input costs also cooled. So this sort of soft landing scenario, unlikely as it seems, could still occur. Not so good in Europe. Slump in manufacturing sector there. Services sector held up well, but manufacturing 45.6. They were expecting that to come in at 47.9. The service sector, as I said, in expansion. France looking particularly weak. You've now got to overlay political uncertainty there as well. Japan also a little bit weaker. Services sector dipping into a contraction for the first time in about 2 years, albeit just 49.8. And the UK, Mike, both of those indicators, PMI, PSI, both above 50. So there's evidence of softening numbers around the world, but the US stands out as being much more resilient than other economies, and our numbers still look grim by comparison.
Yes, they do. And part of that story is, of course, retail, and Kathmandu came in. Gee, they've had a roller coaster over the last few years, haven't they?
Well, yeah, but it's a roller coaster that's just not, there's no uphill bits. It's all downhill bits. Another earning guidance out on Friday from the retail sector, Kathmandu. Remember what I mentioned the other day, Mike, that when you get one of these, you're often looking for the next one? Well, this is the situation here. So a situation update from Kathmandu, not unexpectedly, sales are softer than they had been expecting. So you're looking at the first 4 months of the second half of their financial year. Their financial year goes to 31 July. Look, there was a sort of a positive spin on this because they've got the three brands, Rip Curl, Kathmandu and Oboz. Oboz being the outdoor sort of hiking footwear. That Rip Curl and Kathmandu, their sales have been an improvement on the first half sales trend, which was very weak. So the second half, not quite as bad as the first half, but the sales are slower than had been expected, so you've got a slower start to the key winter promotional period. First 3 weeks of the winter sale, of their winter sale, are 11.5% below last year. That's quite a big chunk. New Zealand is notably weaker than Australia. Look, Kathmandu may be losing the competitive race to people like Macpac, but the retail environment in New Zealand is very tough and not going to turn around in the short term. Rip Curl continues to be a bit more resilient than the Kathmandu and Oboz brands. Second half so far, 5.9% fall in sales, but Oboz down over 21%. They're now expecting full year earnings to be approximately 50 mil. That's below recent analyst forecasts. They've had to go to their banks and renegotiate their banking covenants. Share price is at 40 cents. It's down about 47% so far this year, Mike.
Give us the other numbers.
Well, the Dow Jones on Friday went up. It went up 15 points, was not much. 39,150. The S&P 500 was down small, 5464. And the Nasdaq was also down small, 0.18%, 17,689. The FTSE 100, 8237, down 0.42%. Nikkei barely moved, 38596. The Shanghai Composite down about 0.25%, 2998. The ASX ASX 200, 7795. It was up 27 points on Friday, but we lost 89 points on the NZX 50, 0.75%. We're now lower than we were at the start of the year, 11,682. One Kiwi dollar, 0.6116 against the US, 0.9207 Aussie, 0.5719 euro, 0.4834 pounds, 97.66 Japanese yen. Gold is at $2,321, and Brent crude closed the week out above $85, $85.24.
Go well, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.